الاب والابن والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين. تحيا الميت وبارتم من الان والاب العابدين كلها امين. My beloved, some feel that the Old Testament is very difficult to read and to understand. And we feel some even say, since we now in the New Testament and in the New Covenant with Christ, so there is no need for us to read the Old Testament. في بعض كده الأشخاص يقولوا العهد القديم ما بنفهمش منه حاجة صعب علينا، وبعض يقولوا إن طالما إن إحنا دلوقتي في العهد الجديد مع المسيح يبقى ما فيش داعي إن إحنا نقرأ العهد القديم خالص. لكن we have to know in the Old Testament has very deep and very interesting lessons for us all. Abuna Tedros used to say, if we need to understand the Old Testament, we have to take Christ inside and understand it. إذا كان معنا دلوقتي المرموز إليه فندخل الرمز اللي هو العهد القديم ونتعلم كل حاجة فيه. Today I'm going to share with you a story from the Old Testament about real people lived in our earth here. And what you're going to notice that in the Old Testament there are real stories that we can benefit up until this day. هشترك مع حضراتكم النهاردة في قصة ذكرت في سفر صمويل الأول إصحاح 16. حكاية جميلة جدا ذكرت، الواحد لما بيقراها بيتعلم منها حاجات، ناس عاشوا على أرضنا ونتعلم من حياتهم أمثلة ممكن نستفاد بيها لحد اليومنا النهاردة. In the first book of Samuel chapter 16, this is a story when God is speaking to Samuel the prophet, telling him, go and choose for me another king because I rejected Saul. So this is what we're about to read. Then the Lord said to Samuel, how long will I mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I'm sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. You shall anoint for me the one that I name to you. So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, do you come peaceably? And he said, peaceably I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourself and come with me to the sacrifice. Then he sanctified Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. So it was when they came that he looked at Eliab. Eliab is the first son of Jesse. And Samuel said to himself, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So Jesse called Abinadab, his second son, and made him to pass before Samuel. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse made Shammah, his third son, pass by, and he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Thus Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen those. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remains yet the youngest, and he there he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. I read it for you in Arabic and then we'll comment on it. سفر صمويل الأول إصحاح 16 يكلمنا عن حكاية لما ربنا كلم صمويل وقال له تروح تختار ملك بدل شاول. فقال الرب لصموئيل: حتى متى تنوح على شاول وأنا قد رفضت عن أن يملك على إسرائيل؟ املأ قرنك دهنا وتعالى أرسلك إلى يسل بيت لحمي، لأني قد رأيت لي في بنيه ملكا. فقال صموئيل: كيف أذهب إن سمع شاول يقتلني؟ فقال الرب: خذ بيدك عجلة من البقر وقل: قد جئت لأذبح للرب، ودع يسى إلى الذبيحة وأنا أعلمك ماذا تصنع، وامسح لي الذي أقول لك عنه. ففعل صموئيل كما تكلم الرب وجاء إلى بيت لحم. فارتعد شيوخ المدينة عند استقباله وقالوا: أسلام مجيئك؟ فقال: سلام، قد جئت لأذبح للرب، تقدسوا وتعالوا معي إلى الذبيحة. وقدس يسى وبنيه ودعاهم إلى الذبيحة، وكان لما جاءوا أنه رأى إلياب أو الأولاد أكبر أولاد يسى. فقال صموئيل: إن أمام الرب مسيحه. فقال الرب لصموئيل: لا تنظر إلى منظره وطول قامته، لأني قد رفضته، لأنه ليس كما ينظر الإنسان، لأن الإنسان ينظر إلى العينين، أما الرب فإنه ينظر إلى القلب. فدعا يسى أبي نداب وعبره أمام صموئيل، فقال: وهذا أيضا لم يختاره الرب. وعبر يسى شمة تلت ولاده، فقال: وهذا أيضا لم يختاره الرب. وعبر يسى بنيه السبع أمام صموئيل، فقال صموئيل ليسى: الرب لم يختار هؤلاء. وقال صموئيل ليسى: هل كملوا الغلمان؟ فقال: بقى بعد الصغير وهو زير الغنم. فقال صموئيل ليسى: ارسل وآتي به، لأننا لا نجلس حتى يأتي لها هنا. فأرسل وأتى به، وكان أشقر مع حلاوة العينين وحسن المنظر. فقال الرب: قم امسحه، لأن هذا هو. فأخذ صموئيل قرن الدهن ومسحه في وسط إخوته، وحل روح الرب على داود من ذلك اليوم فصاعدا. ثم قام صموئيل وذهب إلى الرامة، والمجد لله يبقى بنا أبدين أمين. In this story, my beloved, we can learn three things. The number one is God is speaking to Samuel, a great prophet. ربنا بيتكلم مع صموئيل نبي عظيم، بيتكلم معاه كده face to face. ومع ذلك ربنا يقول له: اذهب إلى يسل بيت لحمي، وهناك أقول لك تعمل إيه، وهناك أقول لك الملك اللي تختاره. God did not reveal all the plan to Samuel. He said, you go and I will show you what to do. You go and I will tell you exactly whom I'm going to choose. God knew what he's going to about to choose, but God did not reveal all his plan to Samuel. ساعات الواحد لو ربنا ما كشفش الخطة كلها بالكامل لينا، نقول لا، ربنا مش موجود، ربنا ما بيشتغلش، مش واخد باله مني. It doesn't mean that the plan is not complete or clear for us. It doesn't mean that God is not at work or at command. Here it is, we see God speaking with Samuel, the great prophet, yet he's not revealing all the plan. He said to him, you go and I will tell you. ساعات كتير ربنا بيطلب مننا نفس الحكاية، ان احنا نعمل خدمة، نعمل قوم بحاجة في حياتنا، نروح مكان معين، نبتدي شغل معين، وبعدين نلاقي ان الموضوع مش راكب مع بعضه، ونقلق ونتعب، ونحس ان ربنا مش 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 فاكرنا خالص. لكن لازم نؤمن ان ربنا مش معنى ان هو مش بيدينا كل الخطوط وكل المفاتيح يبقى معنى كده ان في حاجة غلط. It doesn't mean that I don't have the complete plan in front of me, that God is not in control. Faith come to work in these circumstances, my beloved. Whenever I'm in service, whenever I'm in a situation or a phase in my life, and the whole plan is not complete, it doesn't mean that something is terribly wrong. Or people, sometimes their faith got shaken because they don't know what to do. Especially if in a phase of life where I have some choices to do, and I don't know what to do, and I'm in an intersection of ways, and I get myself worried and anxious to know what would be the best choice for me. And sometimes people, you know, let their faith to go and question, if God is in control, why this is happening to me? But it takes endurance, it takes faith, it takes patience. Samuel has to go first and go through the whole story that we read today in order to God to pinpoint to David. God can simply say to Samuel, go to Jesse, choose David and bring him to me. But no, God did not do this. نتعلم من القصة دي ان ربنا مش لازم يدينا كل مفاتيح الخطة كلها في حياتنا اللي بيها نقدر نقول ربنا موجود، ربنا بيشتغل. If you are in the midst of choosing something in your life and you have more than one choice and you are wondered, There's a wise man who once said, you better make a decision rather than staying wandered between all the choices that you do. يعني ساعات الواحد لما يكون قدامه أكتر من اقتراحات أو أكتر من طريق ومش عارف يختار إيه يقول كده اختار الطريق الأفضل واللي بالمشورة الصالحة إن أحسن ليك إنك تاخد قرار عن إن أنت تقعد تحير نفسك بين الطرق دي كلها. And I've met people who actually wasted years and years of their life just wondering between what to choose. It was far better for them to choose even if it would be the wrong choice, but at least they would have gone into a way and learned an experience in their life rather than just staying wandered and stressed out. يبقى ده أول موضوع. The first lesson we learned from the story is that trust God, although the plan is not complete. The second lesson is when Samuel started to see the first the sons of Jesse. أول واحد جابه بص كده عليه وقال هو ده أمام الرب مسيحه. شاف كده طول بعرض رجل طويل يعني شكله كده شكل ينفع ملك. فربنا قال له لا أنا ما اخترتش ده لأن الإنسان ينظر إلى عينين أما الرب فينظر إلى القلب. The first sons of Jesse, when Samuel saw, he said to himself, surely before God is his chosen one. He saw the first sons of Jesse to be a strong man, a tall man, and he said to himself, this is for sure what God wants me to anoint as a king. But God said, no, not this one. And God said a wonderful message to Samuel and to us today. He said, do not look at him, because man look at the outside appearance, but God looks at the inside. Man looks at the eyes, but God looks at the heart. Many times we find our security in fitting with the surroundings, with the group. كتير من الأحوال إحنا بنجد سلامنا الداخلي وطمأنينتنا الداخلية إن نلاقي الناس راضين عننا, الناس مبسوطين مننا. وساعات نبقى في حساباتنا إن إحنا نرضي الناس أكتر ما نرضي ربنا. قريت مقولة جميلة جدا مؤخرا تقول كده, بداية الفشل أن تحاول إرضاء الجميع. The beginning of failure is to try to please everybody. See my beloved, in your school, in your university, at work, in any circle of your social life, we as human beings, we found our security by adapting and adjusting ourselves to the surrounding. And we feel that our value as people comes from how people are perceiving us. People are treating us nicely, this means that I'm happy. People are ignoring me, the people, this would mean that I'm letting myself down, and so on and so forth. But this is a very fake scale. ده ميزان مغشوش. اللي عايز يوزن حاجة بالحق يوزنها في ميزان سليم. People look at the outside. God looks at the inside. The inside of you is what carries the value of you as a human being. So do not care much about your appearance and how you fit in the surrounding. Do not let all your what you care about is how you fit, how you dress, how you talk. Be careful about the inside of you as well. So the inside is important. And the outside is also important. We're not saying that you ignore the outside, you dress inappropriately or you don't have a clean clothes. No. The outside is important, the inside is more important, and the inside comes first. God looks at the inside. If you want to discover your value, do not put your value on what you wear or how you behave with people, but rather look at your heart, and this is exactly where your value would be. This is the second point that we learned from this story. The third and last point I'm sharing with you today is about this. So Jesse led past 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 of his sons, and God said to Samuel, none of these. And then Samuel paused and wondered, would it be a mistake that God sent me here? Here it is, 7 of his sons, and none of them are chosen. And then Samuel asked Jesse, are all these your children? He said, yet there's still one, the youngest, he's attending the sheep outside. So they even didn't bother to bring him and invite him in to be a part of this great banquet, this great blessing of being a part of the sacrifice to God led by Samuel the prophet. But God wanted David, so David it will be. يقدم يسى البيت لحمي أولاده السبعة وسامويل يقول له ولا واحد من دول. وبعدين سامويل يبص كده يقول له هل كملوا الغلمان؟ يعني هم دول اللي عندك كلهم؟ قال له لا، ده لسه بقى بعض الصغير وهو ذا يرعى الغنم. يعني حتى ما اهتموش ان هم يجيبوا داود ويدعوه يقولوا تعالى خد البركة بوجود سامويل معانا. لكن ربنا عايز داود، يبقى داود اللي هيكون مختار. Sometimes we fell from the calculations of people. Sometimes we are not recognized. Sometimes people would not recognize us. Sometimes I'll not find myself in the list. It doesn't mean that if God wants you in something, God will let it happen. It doesn't mean that when you are left out from the plan of or organized by people, if God wanted you, God it will be. مش معنى ان انا وقعت من حسابات الناس يبقى معنى كده خلاص حياتي وقعت. لو ربنا عايزك في مكان معين، في وظيفة معينة، في خدمة معينة، مهما كانت الترتيبات اللي حواليك مش بتشير عليك، مش معنى كده إن ربنا لو عايزك مش هيتممها. So my beloved, we have to trust God's plan. If God wants you to be in a place, God will arrange the place. If I flip this or reverse it, I will see the following. I'll say the following. If God doesn't want you to be in a place and you force yourself and you force your people around you to put you in this place, it will never happen. So rest assured that you follow God's plan in your life. So here it is, my beloved, in Samuel 1, chapter 16. Three lessons. First is that it doesn't mean that God's plan is not complete in front of me, that he doesn't care about me. No. Here it is with Samuel, God did not give him all the keys. Second, my value is not how I look, but my value is from what inside of me, how God sees me, rather than how people are seeing me. And the third one and last one I shared with you is about it doesn't mean that I am left out of people's calculations or people's recognition. If God wants me in something, God, it would make it happen. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, who created heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten not created, the one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us in the Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to heaven, sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again to glory to judge the living dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess the baptism of the mission of sins. We look for him.